On our planet, experts estimate that one spoken language is lost every month when its last known speaker dies with no one left to pass it along. Next, we hear from Luis Carrion as he looks at work being done at the American Indian Language Development Institute to preserve and record endangered languages.
This Tohono O'odham ceremony is taking place in the desert, and the connection between the diversity of the natural environment and language is expressed in the song.
In a similar way, I think diversity is the strength of meeting the changes in the human environment as well as natural environment.
Akira Yamamoto is a professor of linguistics and anthropology. And he's part of the team behind the American Indian Language Development Institute here at the University of Arizona. He and others gathered here are working to preserve the diversity of language among native communities.
The cultures are diverse and that diversity is being diminished. And the languages are diverse and that is being diminished.
Language loss is an unfortunate reality for many communities, and it has a profound impact on indigenous and minority populations. ALDI, as the institute is known, is now in its 30th year, and for Regents Professor Ophelia Cepeda, it is an important effort in the quest to preserve the culture of entire communities.
When we first started ALDI, many of the teachers that we were working with were coming from schools where the children were coming as speakers of their first language. So that was the issue. Not that it's a problem, it was the issue that is being able to teach children whose first language was an American Indian language and their second language was English. Currently, it's completely reversed now, where many of the teachers we're working with here in our Language Institute are teaching in reservation communities where all the children come in with the first language being English. So it's a complete reversal of what we started with 30 years ago.
The threat of extinction is now more tangible than ever, and it's difficult for those participating in the Institute not to feel a sense of urgency when it comes to preserving and documenting the language.
Our class is designed for researchers who are interested in documenting their endangered language and giving them the tools to film language use in their communities.
It's just like a DVD player has play, rewind, forward.
This is the first year that the Institute has offered a class on documentary film production. Philip Cashcash is the instructor, and he says that there is a need felt by many communities to document the speakers of native languages.
All of our students are from tribes all across the U.S., so we have a diverse representation of native students, and each one has developed a proposal by which they can do language documentation in their community.
Sikuti aet tatem hikne.
It really becomes a vital, important tool for them to continue this work and document that endangered speaker and language.
There are many reasons that may lead to the loss of a language, and currently there are new generations of children that are growing up without exposure to their native idiom. But history has shown that native languages can be resilient, and all hope is not lost.
Language is one of the most effective ways to understand the people who speak that language.
Again, Akira Yamamoto.
That languages didn't disappear in spite of the adverse circumstances is because of this power of the language, which will identify oneself, but also by speaking that language, you feel you are whole being. And every group, language group, has that right to keep their identity.